We are that generation that will not die, but we shall live to declare your glory in the land of the living.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Enoch walked with God 300 years, and the Bible says God took him away. He did not die. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is an example of the work of God in our life today. Because we're going into the deeper things of the faith. Jesus Christ says, some of you standing here will not taste of death. That these are the words of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God by the grace I speak as before the whole heavens. I thank God that God has showed me these things. Not a matter of just hearing. God has shown me these things. Hallelujah. And he showed me this is not for myself, but for also for the brethren. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we are just grateful, Father. We are thankful to you. We magnify you. We have no words to thank the Heavenly Father for this love with which he has loved us. To you be all the glory.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Can you come quick, sister? Fast. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't tell what the Lord showed you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As our brother Jolly was giving the prayers, the Lord immediately showed me the lampstand, the seven lampstands, with the flame on it. Immediately, he showed me the burning bush where Moses was, when something was burning. Those were the two things that the Lord showed to me as we were praying this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Thank God. Hallelujah. You may be seated, brethren. I want us to understand that thing that our sister just saw is a reference to what God expects of each of us. Hallelujah. As you come in this ministry, praise God, it doesn't matter if it's me speaking or not, even if a brother like Johnny can take up this baton and speak like me, when he stands here, you're actually seeing the burning bush. Praise God. And as you are hearing the voice of the Spirit, as you are standing in his presence, like Moses, you are removing your sandals. And as your sandals is removed, it means that your old walk, you are denying your old self. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses came out of that experience a new man. Praise God. After that experience before the burning bush, Moses came out what? A new man. Transformed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us understand that our transformation starts now. Paul says, put on Christ. Put on Christ. Put on Christ like a garment. It's a new consciousness. Put on Christ is like a new consciousness. That is, I walk no more as an ordinary man. I walk no more from this moment as a man called Trevor, who was born some years ago in Africa, who has this kind of a color of his skin, and who has this orientation and that orientation, who belongs to this church or that church. I leave all that aside, and I put on Christ by faith. Right now, this is your entrance into a new heavens and a new earth where there is joy, peace, and glory. Praise God. Don't look out for signs. Stop going out of your windows to look out for something to happen. Don't be deceived with prophecies. Praise God. Because the thing that you are looking for has already come. Praise God. He said that he will send you the Spirit of promise, the Holy Ghost, which is the promise. The Father has given you the best. Nothing again. Hallelujah. Now with the Spirit in you, like a tool, it will lead you into all things. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit in you will lead you back into your glory. Hallelujah. And there is no man, brethren, as long as we remain as men, we cannot see God's kingdom. you want to enter into God's kingdom?
I'm already in God's kingdom.
Praise God. Praise God. How many people want to experience the reality of God's kingdom? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
As a man, you cannot. Hallelujah. Turn with me to the book of Psalms 24, verse 7. Psalms 24, verse 7. Psalms 24, verse 7. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And be you lift up, you everlasting
doors.
And the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O you gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall what? Shall come in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Now let's stop here. I want us to understand that the Bible is an active word. It's a living word. Praise God. It's an active word that activate something inside of you as you read them. These words that you read, they are spirit and they are life. It is not just a letter. It's not just a kind of history book. These things that you are reading in the Bible have an application for you personally. Because God is revealing today how his sons can enter into his kingdom. Praise God. And he's saying here today that the Lord's kingdom is the Lord's and the Lord's alone. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Who will enter into God's kingdom? It's the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know in the book of Revelation, it is written the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Who are the kings? Who are the lords? Praise God. Hallelujah. Who will enter in beyond the gates into the new Jerusalem? Who can enter into this new dispensation we are speaking about now? Where peace and power and the glory of God abound? It is those who can hear the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And let me tell you the truth. The voice of the Spirit does not come to teach you mathematics or geography or physics. The Spirit of God comes to remind you, to teach you, to illumine you of the King that is within you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Greater is He in the outer world. There's something hidden in a man that man has not yet understood. Praise God. And all these are scriptures written to give us light, hallelujah, on how we can enter back into God's kingdom. Put on Christ. It means be conformed. Begin to walk in newness of life right now. Walk in a new name. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Walk in a new identity. We heard the words transfigure, transform, conform, born again. All these are the same with that word they call repent. Metanoia. Repent. Repent is not just about coming to the church on Sundays, then you go and whisper to your pastor. You know how they do it in the Catholic world? You go and whisper and look. I looked at that woman, I looked at the woman's skirt the other day. Or I spanked at my colleagues in the butt in the office. Forgive me, God. Hallelujah. Don't do that, but it's higher than that. Praise God. Repentance that God wants of you is to change your way, change your thoughts, return come back to the original man that is known of God. That is why it says, let this mind be in you, which was in what? Christ Jesus. Let that mind be in you. That is the will of God for every man. That you walk as the Lord upon the earth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you see, all that the Spirit is teaching us today is how we can enter. Somebody say, well, how is this possible that a man walk in the name of the Lord? Turn quickly to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. How is it possible for a man to change? Hallelujah. How can I be transformed? How can I, you know, become born again? Hallelujah. Are you there? 15 verse 49. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, so shall we bear the image of what? The heavenly. Listen to me. We have borne the image of the what? Earthly. So shall we bear the image of what?
Heavenly.
The heavenly. Praise God. And he says what? Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all what? That we shall not all die. But we shall be what?
Changed.
That is transformed. Metanoia. Hallelujah. A change. The change is here in your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. Praise God. Now, when you read these things, you cannot understand them except by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are letters Paul was writing to spiritual brethren. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. We shall be changed. And that change is where? In your mind. In the way you think. Hallelujah. There is now, because the carnal mind, when the Bible talks about flesh and blood is the carnal mind. Do you know that we are gods? Do you know that in the fall, we became more like animals? Our way of thinking is always towards natural things. Do you know that we became slaves to the natural thing? The things of the earth? When a man is under the power of lust, that is why, because he's a slave to corruption. See, we became lowered. We were lowered from that high realm in God and became creatures of the dust. That is what the Bible refers to as sin. The sin that the Bible refers to, that we change. Exchange the glory of God for that of mortal man. And he says, all have what? Sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But we just thank God. Because today there is a provision for every man to return back to the full stature of Christ. Hallelujah. So when you talk about walking out your salvation with fear and trembling, you're working at your salvation in fear and trembling is your confirmation to these things that we are hearing today. Hallelujah. Because the more we can become spiritually minded, the more we can walk in the reality of the spiritual life, the more we are free from the elements of this world, and the more we have access and boldness into God's presence. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you come to a place where you begin to see yourself free from all those things that have held you bound for many years. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Jeremiah,
yes,
the Lord promises that if the children of Israel were to obey the word of God, if they were to hearken to the voice of the Lord, He says that kings, it's written in the book of Jeremiah chapter 7, it says kings will ride through the gates into the new Jerusalem. Because these are prophetic utterances. You know, when people read this thing, you feel that it's referring to the only days kings. These are prophetic utterances for the kings of God who will enter back into glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we must understand our unity with God. Praise God. That the power, you see the headline today, reconciliation. Praise God. What does it mean to reconcile? How many of you have quarreled with your wife before? You know what it means when you quarrel with your wife or with your girlfriend? And you say, look, it's over. Amen. Praise God. And if you can afford it, somebody takes his back and give it. Hallelujah. And some, you know, some separations can, you know, can go on for a long, long time, weeks or months, some, you know, some forever. Praise God. And today what we hear of reconciliation is about the two coming back and merging as one. Praise God. So that no more differences between them. Praise God. Now the reconciliation of the Spirit, praise God. Because there is a ministry of reconciliation today in the midst of the earth. Now listen to very carefully. Praise God. Because the Bible says that all die in Adam and all, talk to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 22. Can somebody read it? I want us to all of us to be participating. Can somebody read it so it will sink into your spirit? Yes.
1 Corinthians 15:22 says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive."
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, are you listening to the word here? Yeah? Did it say that some died in Adam? Does the Bible say some died in Adam? It says what? All
died.
And what does it say? It says all shall be
made alive.
All shall be made alive in
Christ.
Did it say some? It says all shall be what?
Made
alive in Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says that he has made known to us his will. Now this is a mystery. Because this mystery here, you cannot receive it except God gives it. He says he has made known to us his will, which is what? To gather all men into God, into him. All. Hallelujah. So at times when you are going along the way and you don't agree with people, amen, you must be able to stretch yourself in the spirit to see the end. Amen. At times somebody will not agree with you now, but this same thing he will come back to me at the end of this. Praise God. That is why at times, you know what happened to Joseph? Joseph was separated from his brethren. Amen. But you can see the ministry of reconciliation being revealed to us through the story of Joseph. Joseph was exalted to the throne. Joseph became a life giver. What happens is that even those who rejected Joseph, they still had to come back to Joseph at the end to live. And this is your portion, brethren. At times, God is raising up a people like Joseph, a people who are going to reign in life. These people are few. These people are going to go ahead of their what? Of their brethren. They will go what? Ahead of their
brethren.
The Bible calls them the first fruits. First fruits. That's why you have a harvest. You notice that there are some fruits that mature first. These are the ones that are called the first fruits. Hallelujah. Even when Joseph was receiving his blessing from the father said that Joseph is like a fruitful tree whose branches stretch out of the wall. You know that? Meaning on the other side of the wall, people have been plucked of the fruits to eat. There's a people God has selected from the foundation of the world. That's why Jesus Christ says that It is for those to whom it is reserved for. Amen. So when you are going on with this mystery, don't be wary when you meet people that will call you a false prophet. Amen. They cannot understand. It's not worth giving to them for that moment to understand. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, but you know, you who are wise, you who have been injected with the knowledge of God, you see the end. When Jesus Christ says, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they are doing, he was seeing what? The end of the thing. Because God is gathering all men back into him. Amen. Hallelujah. The only thing that will ever be destroyed forever is the flesh. Listen to me, those of you who are here to hear. Amen. The only thing that will be destroyed forever is the flesh. The carnal mind of man. As he comes in contact with the truth, everything is dissolved. Hallelujah. Amen. By the brightness of his coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God is reconciling all men unto himself. This is the ministry of reconciliation that is on the earth today. Hallelujah. Reconciliation means that we are all being gathered unto him. Hope is God. Hallelujah. We are all being gathered into one identity. Because if I say that this sister here, praise God, because I don't look at her as Sister Queen, I look at her with the lenses of the Spirit. And when I see her, I see the Lord of glory in her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now if this sister is, I see Christ here. Somebody say, how can it be possible? There can be only one Lord. Hallelujah. But Paul says it. There is one body, many members. One body, many members. Members. One body, many members. Can you talk to the next slide? Let me show something. The next one, please. Hallelujah. In the letter to the Ephesians, look at it. That these are very, very important spiritual truths. Hallelujah. Because without our understanding this message, we cannot ever partake of the glory of God. Praise God. Now this is by revelation. Paul writes a letter to the Ephesians. He says, well, there is only one. But how many bodies do you see here? How many bodies do you see here? That is the carnal mind. Amen. That is what the carnal mind. When we say I'm seeing this man from here, this man from there, this is what is the carnal mind. Because the mind of God, God does not see anything apart from his son in you all. He said there is one body, one
spirit,
one hope, one
love.
One. What does it mean to be baptized? When you are baptized, you are baptized into the Lord. Amen. It means that you are consecrated unto the Lord. It says that what? One God and Father of all. Who is what? What is the true?
And
what?
And the Lord.
God. There's only one. This is what the Spirit is struggling to teach every man today. Amen. There's only one. Hallelujah. And by the time we begin to know this, we have to conform. This is why the Bible talks about love. Paul, a powerful man of God, he had done all the ginger. You know what it means to be ginger? To be zealous, he has done everything. At the end of it, Paul says, look, if I know all these things, I have all the knowledge, I speak in the biggest tongues, I have the faith to move mountains, I can do whatever and do whatever, I'm a good orator, I can pull crowd. If I have all those things and I don't have love, I am nothing. Praise God. Is the ability for us to be fused in one in love that will determine how higher we are growing in God. Our progress in God is determined how much we become meted in this reality. Hallelujah. He said he has given the ministries. Oh, praise God. The ministry of the prophet, the teachers, the evangelists, and everything to edify us in this one body. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is why he gave us the ministry. He came to teach us of the ministry of this one. He didn't come to bring anything like religion. Praise God. So, a lot of us are stuck on the law still. We are still on the elementary stages. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lot of us still read Bible as if Bible is a law book. You see, the Bible is a spirit. Sorry. The Bible is what?
It's a spiritual book.
We ban the devil. Amen. Praise God, that's an attack. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I now went to one house somewhere, and when we are in the house, I went out to the balcony. This is in Africa. And I saw what? An owl. You know an owl? Gufo. I saw an owl outside, and I told the people that, look at this, an owl in this part of Nigeria. I never knew their house in this country. But when they saw this, hey! It was like deep attack. They went down, prayer fasting, When they started, I just went and go sleep a bit. At least I go sleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is an attack. Hallelujah. Let us liberate ourselves from this superstitious belief. You know, you are the one who has the power to create fear, to create demons, to create all these things for yourself. Amen. The witchcraft and the juju, you are the ones men that create these things for themselves. All power and energy is in you, and your negativity is what creates these things. Hallelujah. Some of us today are in chains, in bondage. People have not still understood that they are one with God. People have not still looked at God as Father. People are still in chains, in churches. They are still in bondage to religions, to various creeds and doctrines. Do this, do that, do that. But he has come to want to set you free into the glorious liberty of what the sons of God. He has come to take you to a higher thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us understand, even the laws. Praise God. Can you go backwards? I want to tell you, look at the laws of Moses. Everything the laws of Moses was saying was what? Look at it. Amen. Yeah, can we read it together? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is what?
Yes.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. Like, can we pause there? Can you hear that? The Lord your God is what? One
Lord.
Did you read that just now? So there's one Lord, one body, one spirit. Go on, he says what? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what?
All
thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mouth. Are you tired?
No.
Come, read this thing.
With all thy strength.
With all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second commandment is, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no other commandment greater than this. And when Jesus Christ, the man that Jesus Christ was speaking with, agreed with Jesus, and look at what Jesus Christ told him. Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Amen. This is what the laws and the prophets were saying. Amen. Everything the law from A to B was to reveal the mystery of this one body, which you call the body of Christ. Praise God. Now, listen to me. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, will mean to deny yourself. Are you listening to me? It will mean to deny your human self. It will mean to deny what you thought you are, because in reality, that is not yourself. What your parents taught you that you are is not what you are. Somebody say, I'll be rude. They are going to come to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. If you know this secret now, you can be teaching your people and children these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Loosen yourselves. Loosen them. Let them see the, what is in them. Hallelujah. And the more they know it, the more they will respect you more. The more there's more cordiality and love. Hallelujah. Because we are beginning to get a revelation that we are one body. Hallelujah. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Because the Lord is your life. There's no other life apart from the Lord. Oh, praise God. Somebody said, my brother, this one deep. It's not deep. Listen silently in meditation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, these things are not deep. They are very easy. In fact, they are too easy. That is why it's difficult for the world to understand. Praise God. It is a hard, hard thing that people have. The simple things, they become difficult. Hallelujah. God is revealing to us that our life is hidden here. We originate from God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is only one body, one spirit, one life. Hallelujah. And we must recognize that life as our life. Praise God. Okay. And when you recognize that life as your life, and you see that life in your neighbor, the law is fulfilled. The law is fulfilled in oneness. Amen.
Amen.
All things are ours. I don't have to struggle against you. I don't have to do what they call vain glory. I don't need to compete with you. I don't need to slander you. You know why people kill and do all this is to gain this world. Why will somebody kill his neighbor? Why will somebody go and talk back again, speak maliciously against another person? It's for the gain of something. You know that? Anything you see in this world killing is because to gain this world. Praise God. But when you go higher in the spirit and you begin to get this revelation of this divine body in the heavens, there is a liberation that occurs within you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you begin to walk spontaneously in the law. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You begin to walk fulfilling the law, and the blessings of God are yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John says one thing. He said that he must increase and I must decrease. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's talk to the book of John. John chapter 3. Are you there? John chapter 3 verse 30 to 32. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 3 verse 30 to 32 says, he must
increase.
Go to the next slide. Hallelujah. He must increase, but I must decrease. Praise God. He that cometh from above is what? Above. Are you there? Let's read it together. I don't agree this time. Not everybody, not only everybody must read together. He must increase, but I must decrease. Wait, wait, the line. John, are you there? John chapter 3, verse 30. Let's go. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all, and he that is of the earth is earthly, and speak of the earth. But he that cometh from heaven is what? Above all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's stop there. I listen to it. He must what?
Increase.
And I must
increase.
He that comes from the earth is what?
Earth.
Who is the one that comes from the earth? He's talking about the fleshy. Is the flesh identity we are born? What is saying that one accounts for nothing? The flesh was profited. All our bitterness, our quarrels, our competition, slanging one another, all our greedy things, all those things, what? It has no eternal value. Amen. The wind of revelation will blow by it and it is gone forever.
Amen.
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 But I lift up my hands and I say, I live forever. Praise God, these are the words of the Lord. It's very important we understand these things. Turn to the book of John. I want to show you something. John chapter 16. Praise God. John chapter 16, verse 12. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, brethren, I want us to listen to these words of Jesus carefully. John chapter 16, verse 12. Because Jesus Christ was about to leave the scene, and he told the disciples certain things. Because at times, the things that we hear from the Spirit of God are very different from the things that we think as men, isn't it? Praise God. Look at what Jesus Christ tells his disciples. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot what? Hear them now. How did when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Praise God. Now go down to verse 25. John chapter 16, verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you what? In Proverbs, but I shall show you things plainly. Hallelujah, of the Father. And in that day, you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have what? Loved me, and believe that I came out of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I came forth from the Father, and I'm coming to the world. Again, I leave the world, and I go to the Father. Now, brethren, these are things that you cannot do. You must go back and read it. Are you listening?
Yes.
You must go back and what? You know, we have some, we are distracted with so many problems. Have you? When you go home now, you go to the kitchen, isn't it? Amen. And the pot will be moving, you know? Amen. And before you know, you see a soup, pot of soup in your front, different assorted meat. Amen. After that, it's football or whatever. And after it's a phone call or somebody is having a wedding. Amen. Or somebody doing a dedication today. All these are distractions. Are you listening? They have no eternal value. Somebody say, but what do you mean? I'm telling the truth. We must discipline ourselves to do what? To hear God speak. And we need a bit of silence. Let us not be carried away with too much activities. Amen. You know, you go to some churches every weekend, every week, there's an activity. You know that? Amen. There's activity, and when you see, it's as if you are doing the work of God. You see, all those movements that distract you from the hearing the things of the Spirit is what has no value. Praise God. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God 300 years. He walked with God, and what? God what? Took him away. He didn't die. Now, walking with God means communion with the Lord. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Those of you who are children, you know how you commune with your husband. Amen. Sweet communion, Rabbi. Praise God. Why do you find your head looking like holy and holy people? Amen. You have sweet communion with your partner. Sweet communion. And it is done in the secret. Nobody sees you. Amen. But the result of that secret communion is brought to light. Praise God. When you commune with the Lord in secret, that same thing that happened to Mary will happen to you. Because Mary was overshadowed by the Spirit of God. And when you are overshadowed by the Spirit of God, it will only reveal truth to you. And as it reveals truth to you, there's a coming forth. A birthing of something that is in you. Let's not be careful. carried away with too much activities. Amen. Amen. Exert ourselves more to listening. Amen. The gaze at the ministry of what? Of Martha. You know Martha? In the Bible? Yes. The gaze of our ministry is over. You hear what our brother said? That's the ministry that you go up and down everywhere. You are zealous Christian, have you? You want to save everybody. You don't need to do nothing. Amen. You want to be savior of the world when you don't save yourself. Hallelujah. This is come spontaneously as you are in the spirit. Amen. God will draw the right people to listen to the word at the right time. It doesn't mean that you won't preach. It doesn't mean that you won't encourage people to come. But let your focus be on the Lord. Let your focus be in the fellowship. Hallelujah of life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this is why I said here that there are some things that he wanted to tell the disciples, but they couldn't be there. Up to today, there are some things God wants to tell some of us, but we are not ready. They are too heavy for us. Amen. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Is it that the day come when God will no longer speak in Proverbs? Because before now, you have been hearing everything in shadows. And when you walk in the shadows, you only form religion. Death religion. Amen. It doesn't matter how many, you can have 1,000 people in the church, in your congregation. It could be just a dead congregation. We have seen it. Look, it's what I have seen. Amen. Dead what? Everything looks beautiful and, you know, orderly. But it is the dead, a congregation of what? Of the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we are moving beyond the level of parables. And when you leave the level of parables, you begin to walk in the name of the Lord. Look what it says here. You will ask in my name. And the Father will do it for you. Now when you say ask in my name, what does it mean? Does it mean in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, we become so religious. When you say in my name, it means that you are walking in his name. You are walking in the name of the Lord. You have put on Christ. You have believed the gospel and you are now walking in the new name. That's what it means. He's not saying in the name of Jesus. 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 You're not being religious. It's darkness. Don't be offended. I'm telling you the truth. The world is here to liberate you. Be free from these things. Walk in the name of the Lord. And when you walk in the name of the Lord, you begin to know that you are one with the Father. And all things begin to work together for your good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The powers of the ages to come begin to return back to you. Because you are in the Father in the beginning when he created the heavens and the earth. You are in him, operating in him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Without you, there is no God. And thank God there is no you. Praise God. Someone say, Pastor, this one don't pass me on. I'm telling you the mystery that I've been hidden from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Jesus Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesians, the mystery of the fellowship that we had in God before this world was. It's being brought to light now. It's being exposed. Hallelujah. Because you are among the morning stars that shouted for joy in the book of Job. You know, God, and where are you when the morning? You are these morning stars. You are the sons of God. These are the things that are being brought to light today. Hallelujah. It's not about religious, you know, process. I'm telling you. Be free from these things. Hallelujah. Walk in love. Walk in power. Walk in holiness. Walk in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're being, you know, edified today about this one body, one spirit, one Lord. Amen. Now look at this structure here. Just look at what does it tell you? Because Jesus Christ made a statement. Listen to what Jesus Christ says. He says in that day, which is the day of your awakening, you will know that what I am in God and you are in me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go to the next slide. And he also says that in that day, you know that I am in you and the Father is also in me. It's a two-way thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Being that our life is hidden Look at it. Christ in you. Amen. God in Christ. Go back to the first one. See, you in Christ and Christ in God. Amen. They are not three different. There's no, look, you see, we think that there's one man called Christ and there's one God and one and God apart. They are all one. One body. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, in the natural, when you walk, you see a man's physical body. You see the body, it's got a soul, it's got a spirit. But they all work together as one. Amen. If there's no soul in this body, there's nothing. If there's no spirit in this body, there's nothing. If there's no body, there's nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is how it functions. Amen. Without you, there's nothing like God. Without the branches of a tree, is the tree of any use? You saw that vision the sisters saw just now? Amen. Of the seven golden candlesticks. Amen. Do you know the seven golden candlesticks? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I encourage you, brethren, to come and listen. Amen. Come, don't be coming and listen. This is, we will share these things. Hallelujah. The seven golden candlesticks. God had commanded Moses to build this candlestick with seven branches. And God commanded Moses that that candlestick be built out of one gold piece. God said it should not join different pieces together. It should beat out one lump of gold into that structure. Because God was trying to demonstrate that it is one body. He said, look, make sure God stressed it that you make sure that you beat out that golden candlestick with seven branches out of one piece of gold. But make sure those seven branches are the churches. Amen. Do you believe? Go quickly to the book of Revelation, chapter 1. We're about to finish now. Amen. Too much money is not good. You're making vomit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Genesis, Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are what? The seven churches. Praise God. When John saw this thing in heaven, he saw the Lord in the middle. And he saw the branches of the golden candlestick. Hallelujah. Seven branches out of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is to show how interconnected we are with the Lord. Praise God. God is revealing our divine nature. Hallelujah. And this is the key to your escape from all the problems in life. This is your key to your prosperity. Hallelujah. This is your key to your victory. To every problem, whether it is a problem of job, of money, of financial, of emotional, everything is in your ability to rediscover yourself in this union. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Can we stand up? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us say together, my life is hidden in Christ.
My life is hidden in Christ.
Which is hidden in God.
Which is hidden in God.
Hallelujah. We have one life.
We have one life.
We share one life.
We share one life.
We share one glory.
We share one glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He says that I shall not give my glory to any man.
I shall not give my glory to any man.
That man he speaks about is the mortal man. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But today, just like I say that. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them. Oh, praise God. So you can see God is annulling all those things that we have heard in the past. That we can walk today in the name of the Lord, in the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Knowing that we are reconciled in one with the Lord. And through this reconciliation, we have the ministry of reconciliation working through us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We preach reconciliation of all the brethren back into this thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let all men hear this truth. Hear, O Israel. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Live by that one. Awake to that one. Let all things be passed away. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let all things be what? Passed away. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the new dispensation, we all walk in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the new dispensation, we only see the Lord. Because besides the Lord, there is what? There's no other one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Father, we thank you. Glory. Father, we ask for the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation. We ask for the spirit of knowledge. Hallelujah. Understanding of counsel. To be able to understand and discern your word in this hour.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the scales fall off the eyes of the people.
Amen.
Let the ears be unstopped. And let the people begin to know this great love that you've loved them from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
James says, if anybody lacks wisdom, ask the Father and he shall give you wisdom. Hallelujah. Don't you wrestle against the word of God. Don't wrestle against the word of what? Of God. Receive it with what? With meekness of heart.
This vision that I'm seeing back here now, I've seen the vision also before, but the Lord brings the vision back. It was in a sea, in the ocean. Then in the ocean, I saw a shoe. The shoe is stainless type, you know, crystal transparent type of shoe on top of the ocean. And you could see it. That was the vision the Lord gave me before and is giving to me now. Then the other vision the Lord has revealed to me, you know, when they use this elephant for ceremony, and you could see when they use the elephant for ceremony is well dressed, you know, like the king and queen would climb with the umbrellas. That was the way the Lord had revealed this vision. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You want to clap for the Lord?
Yes.
Amen. You know, when I see this, is a marvel. Amen. Amen. Do you want to walk on the sea?
Uh-huh.
Amen. You know, the Bible says that in the new dispensation, there is no more sea. Amen. You know, when Jesus Christ was walking on the sea, God wanted to actually demonstrate is that there is no more sea. The sea talks of turbulence. In the sea, you have the deep where you have darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said that there is no more what sea in the new Jerusalem, in the new heaven, new earth. It's a realm you walk in where these things are no more. Hallelujah. No more what turbulence. Peace. Why? Because you put on the shoe of the gospel. Amen. And you are walking in that new dimension. Hallelujah. This is what we are being called to walk in right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
How many people want to ride on that elephant? Amen. Me, I'm already riding on it. I don't know of you. Sit down, look. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, some years ago, because of this message, I remember we walked into one place. And these two Jamaican sisters, they saw us. And as I was walking, she said that she was seeing palm trees. You know, palm trees. Hosanna, Hosanna. She said she saw it being laid on my path as I was coming. Amen. You know, when you begin to carry this message, even in the spirit realm, they are seeing the Lord. It's the Lord that is walking on the earth. Don't underestimate yourself. Amen. Just stick this in my word by faith. Amen. And we'll see what will happen. Hallelujah. Praise God.